Aquachain reads, Aqua's Reascension, written by GV97.
Hmm. Shitty neat, calling me a useless goddess again?
Today, Aqua is bothered by a petty argument, but it seems she, unlike most of the time, has a plan. She gets out of bed, gently ruffling her blue hair as she stepped towards her tote bag, reaching down into it to grab a book she had bought from Wiz yesterday.
I'll show you, Kazuma! I'll show you that I'm a real goddess! Call me a faker again as I upstage the sun with my magnificence!
Aqua searched through the bag for the spell that she had been aching to try, grabbing her staff and casting it upon herself, instilling her body with an ancient power.
That feels kinda nice. I can sense it. I'm getting stronger.
The blue-haired goddess's body surged with newfound strength, her size slowly increasing as her form had to store more mana to accompany her power. She stumbles around the room, her knees weak from the pressure caused by the expansion, her footsteps growing heavier as her head approaches the ceiling.
Oh my! I had no idea I'd get larger. But I'm not objecting. Let's go find Megumine!
Aqua, caught in her orgasmic, growing daze, squirmed out of the now small in comparison doorway to search for her tiny party member. Making her way through the hallway, accidentally bumping over pieces of furniture as she went from standing to crawling over the ground, effortlessly pulling Megumine's door out of its hinges.
Ah! What is this supposed to mean? Aqua, why are you so big? Oh, shut up, you useless mage. I've always told you that I was a superior being, and now you can bask in my glory!
Aqua's growing hand reached for the small, frail body of the mage, pulling her from her bedchambers and carrying her outside, the corridors in the mansion getting tighter and tighter as they filled with the goddess's growing form. As she worms herself through the double doors that lead outside, her generous rump gets her trapped due to the constant growth spurts she's experiencing. Her expansion does not stop there, as her growing posterior pushes aside the doorframe, allowing her to pull herself out of the house.
Oh, oopsie. Seems like my beautiful behind is too amazing for that poor little wooden frame. Ah! Aqua, what are you doing? I'm sorry if you hate me for all the times I've made fun of you. I'm so, so sorry. Kinda. What are you saying, little brat? I can't hear you with your squeaky mouse voice. You're so freaking tiny.
Aqua, getting up from the pebble-covered path that led towards the village, holding Megumine like King Kong held his lover, the growing goddess looked over the vast fields as she playfully squeezed her lolly companion.
I'm not a toy! Aqua, please put me down! Silence, shitty mage! Must make our way to the village so everyone can bask in my godly appearance. I will show the world that I was right all along.
Aqua's heavy giant steps demanded the attention of the villagers as she approached. She looked down at the crowd that had gathered in the town square as she started to address them in between growth spurts. Every boost in her size, cracking the stone tiles beneath her boots more.
Citizens, hear me! For I am your goddess, Aqua! I am here today to grant you a special first row seat to my ascension! So, Worship me as you please while I go through this wonderful and enthralling process.
Don't listen to her! She's lost her mind! She's just as useless as always! Only she wastes more space now!
An unexpected yet familiar guest steps forward from the crowd as Aqua stares blankly into the distance, numbed by the constant borderline orgasmic boost of power.
Hear me, vile beast! Release my friend, or... Hold up. Aqua? What in the name of the divines are you doing?
Aqua stares down arrogantly, addressing darkness with the current situation.
Oh, shut up, you third-rate noblewoman. You're just being mean because you never expected me to become this powerful. Now kneel down and kiss my boots!
No! I would never do such a thing. It's too disgraceful.
Darkness, flustered at the shameful act, shivered at the thought of such an unregal display of subservience. Aqua rolled her eyes, annoyed with the two-faced act of her other housemate, pressing Megumin into the ground to support herself with her bald fist as she used her other hand to grab the now comparatively action figure-sized crusader, pushing her down against the tip of her growing boot.
Not so tough now, are you? I said just kiss it, not push your entire body up against it. Oh, perverts.
Aqua allowed some breathing room for her ex-companions turned toys as darkness. Fox struggles to further her own erotic fantasies, Megumin following with an endless barrage of insults and annoyed huffs.
Oh, goddess, please, no more! My body cannot handle such rough treatment!
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Or I'll blow you up with my amazing explosion magic, you big dummy!
Megumin begins to cast her spell as Aqua looks down, her hands starting to glow, beams of bright light spilling out from the gaps between her giant, individual-sized fingers. The goddess slightly panicking as a peculiar self-defense mechanism activated itself. She surged with incredible speed and unparalleled arousal, her body now towering even above the guild.
Explosion!
A bright, intense ball of fire and smoke eclipsed the vision of all below as the powerful spell struck Aqua at point blank. The fog started to fade. Aqua smiling smugly at her tiny mage friend as the impressive destruction sorcery left near to no mark on her growing body.
Explosion, explosion. Ah, oh, we get it, Megumin. But such a petty mortal trick stands not a chance against a growing goddess like myself.
Of course not, goddess. Your will is my command. I will serve you as you please, as you have proven to be the most powerful adversary and a most worthy god.
Darn.
Megumin promptly passed out after her final line of defense had failed her. Her wonderful firework rendered pointless by the sheer power that Aqua now had. The blue-haired, arrogant deity now standing at a firm yet imposing 200 meters.
Oh, yes! Admire me! Worship me! Fuel my ascension with your fear and admiration!
Aqua threw Megumin away, discarding her after she had lost her consciousness, only to grab darkness and use her in all the most shameful ways she could come up with. She pressed the crusader into her armpit. She clenched the crusader tightly in her fist. She pushed her down her panties. She rubbed her between her monumental rump cheeks and eventually pressed the blonde pervert between her enormous, growing breasts.
Yes, yes, my tiny crusader! Succumb to my swelling visage! Ah.
Of course, my goddess. Use me as you please, for I am but a toy in your titanic grasp!
Aqua sat down in the town square. Even sitting, she was now looking over the guild and past darkness. Her legs pushed up and down two of the main streets as Sir Grove kept on going. Her body rising, people being pushed against the sides of the roads as her body started to fill out the city center. Sweet, sweet silence. I don't need those incompetent adventurers to tell me what to do. Kazuma will finally see that I am a goddess. I shall upstage the sun. By blocking it with my enormous, beautiful body. Far, far distance, over a hill, Kazuma approached from his solo quest, only to be greeted by the ever-growing body of the useless goddess. He looked over it, seeing Aqua casually thrash around in the remains of the city they lived in, every surge destroying more of it and upsetting even more people. Kazuma sighed, turning away, deciding to start a second new life in yet another corner of this world. Hey, that's the end of the audiobook. Did you enjoy it? If you did, why not give it a 5-star rating on Gumroad? So others can enjoy it too. It really helped me out, and I'd appreciate it. Thanks so much! Have a great day!